Last week, the CDC sent out letters to 885 homes near the Newcastle Air National Guard base, where levels of PFAS above the EPA's health advisory level were found in public water in 2014. Carl Markiewicz is a senior toxicologist at the CDC. He says the households invited to participate were randomly chosen from the roughly 6,000 they think could have been exposed to the contaminated water. He says the goal is to get 400 participants in Newcastle.
If we only get 100 people interested, we're going to have another mail out. You know, we're going to keep reaching out to the community until we can get to that 400 number.
He says testing in Newcastle will happen next month.
We're going to do blood and urine, and a subset of those homes. You know, let's say we have one person in every home, we have 400 homes. Roughly 10% of that is we'll do some indoor environmental sampling of water and dust.
The nationwide study is expected to take 2 years, but Markiewicz says participants can expect to learn their own blood levels before then. Some PFAS have been shown to affect development and increase the risk of cancer. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.